啊，这个礼拜呢，是读列王记下，大概从第十章到第十六章。
This past week, our Bible reading schedule is from 2 Kings chapter 10 to 16.
啊，我们就按照惯例呢，啊，截取一些经文啊，作为互相勉励。
And so, according to our habit, we will encourage one another through the passages.
啊，请看列王记下。
Please read 2 Kings.
列王记下十三章。
2 Kings chapter 13.
列王记下十三章十四节。
Second Kings chapter 13 verse 14。
十三章十四节。
Chapter 13 verse 14。
以利沙得了必死的病，那以色列王约阿斯就下去看他，啊，伏在他脸上哭泣，说。我父啊，我父啊，以色列的战车马兵啊，十五节。
Verse 15。
那以利沙对他说啊，你取弓箭来，王就取着弓箭来，十六节。
Verse 16。
又对以色列王说啊，你用手拿弓，王就用手拿弓。以利沙按手在王的手上啊，十七节。
Verse 17。
那就说啊，你开朝东的窗户，他就开了。以利沙说啊，射箭吧，他就射箭。以利沙说：“这是神的得胜箭啊，就是战胜亚兰人的箭，因为你必在亚弗攻打亚兰人，直到灭尽他们。”十八节。
Verse 18。
以利沙又说：“啊，取几支箭来。”他就取了来。以利沙说：“打地吧。”他就打了三次，便止住了。十九节。
Verse 19。
那神人向他发怒说：“应当击打五六次。”就能够攻打亚兰人，直到灭尽。现在呢，只能够打败亚兰人三次啊。那以利沙他年纪老迈呢
？So Elisha had become old.
那这个时候是有位犹大王啊，叫约阿斯啊，约阿斯哎，我这个以色列王叫约阿斯这个王啊，在位。
And at this time, it was the king of Israel, whose name was Joash, and he was reigning in Israel.
那以利沙年纪老了。
Elisha was old.
啊，不但是老了，而且他生病了。
And not only was he old, he had become sick.
那这个时候，约阿斯啊，以色列王约阿斯去看他。
And so at this time, the king of Israel, King Joash, went to see him.
因为当时以利沙在当时代啊，是很有影响力的一位先知。
Because Elisha, at his time, he was a very influential prophet.
他经常使以色列人打胜仗。
And he often led the Israelites into victory.
啊，因为有些时候打胜仗啊，神会告诉以利沙哈，说敌人藏在哪里，怎么打，哎。
Because oftentimes God would tell the prophet Elisha where the enemies were hiding and how to fight against them.
啊，所以以利沙就告诉以色列王。
So Elisha would tell the king of Israel.
只要以色列王他真正按照先知的话去做的话，就一定能够打胜仗。
And as long as the king of Israel do according to what prophet Elisha tells him, then for sure he would win.
所以以利沙一个人能够抵上整个敌人的军队。
And so this one person, Elisha, he was able to withstand a whole army.
所以以色列王约阿斯才说。以色列的战车马兵啊
！And that is why the king of Israel, Joash, said, "Oh, the chariots of Israel and their horsemen."
可是那时候呢，以利沙他得病啊，他已经要死了。
But at this time, Elisha had become sick and he was about to die.
所以我们看到他人老了，但是属灵的能力呢还在。
So we could see that even though he was old, but he still had his spiritual power.
在麦克斯哈。美国一位很有名的将军 MacArthur。
This very famous general MacArthur。
啊，他有一句名言呢、啊。
He had a very famous statement、
啊。他说：“老兵不死啊，只是凋零啊。老兵啊，就是 old soldiers never die。”
Okay. So his statement was old soldiers never die. They just fade away.
哎，体力这个外在啊会死的，每个人都会死的。
Everyone would die.
啊，但是他说老兵啊不死的。
But he said old soldiers never die.
啊，不是说老兵不会死，不会离开世间的。
His meaning is not that old soldiers don't die.
而是说他们的精神、啊、他们那种爱国精神、服从命令的精神、往前冲的精神永远在。
But what he meant was the spirit of them fighting for their country and the spirit of moving forward is always there.
但是因为体力老了，必须要离开世间，说一代一代就过去了。
And so it's only because they get old and then they have to pass away, so generation comes after generation.
所以以利沙也是一样。
So it is the same with Elisha.
他这个时候得病快要死了，得那个病不晓得是什么病，可能是癌症。
He had become sick, which would make him die, and he could have possibly gotten cancer.
那这种病呢，就是让一个人呢就慢慢死亡。
And this particular illness would make him die gradually.
啊，当时的人知道他的病啊不会好转的。
And so the people at the time already knew that his illness would not become better.
啊，所以以色列王约阿斯就说啊，以色列的战车马兵啊。
And so the king of Israel said, Oh, my father, the chariots of Israel and their horsemen.
所以以利沙这种精神呢，实在是值得敬佩的。
And so the spirit of Elisha was worth admiration.
我们看摩西啊，摩西也是一样，他活到120岁。
Let's look at Moses, who was the same. He lived up to 120 years old.
然后时间到了，他也必须要离开世间了。
And when it was his time, he also had to depart from this world.
可是圣经怎么来描写摩西要死的那个时刻呢？
But how did the Bible describe the moment that Moses was about to depart this world?
请看《申命记》。
Let's read Deuteronomy.
申命记三十四章第七节。
Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 7.
三十四章第七节。
Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 7.
摩西死的时候年120岁，眼目呢没有昏花，精神没有衰败。
Verse 7, Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes were not dim, nor his natural vigor diminished.
那这一句话意思并不是说摩西120岁的时候体力还很健壮。
And this verse does not mean that Moses was 120 years old and yet he still had the same energy as before as when he was young.
那健壮的话不会死啊。
Because if he was just as energetic as when he was young, he wouldn't have died.
So Moses 也是年老了。
Moses was old.
但是他眼目没有昏花，就他的精神，他的眼神哈，那个两个眼神很厉害哈，两个眼神呢还在的。
But his eyes were not dim, meaning that his spirit, or the spirit that you could see in his eyes were very strong still.
所以两个眼神呢，不像以利啊，以利是这个 heavy eyes， 就是两个眼睛已经很衰弱，已经。也看不清楚，他也不去想东西，也不能够想事情，不能够做决定的。
And so this is very different from the description of the prophet Eli, where the Bible described that his eyesight were dim, meaning that his spirit were no longer clear, and he wasn't thinking, and he couldn't make any decisions.
我们主要是比较摩西跟以利的话，两个人年纪都老了。
And so if we were to compare Moses with Eli, both of them were old.
但是以利呢，他糊里糊涂啊。
But then Eli was very confused.
对孩子的管教还是没有力气去管孩子的。
And he also did not have the strength to discipline his children.
因为他的眼目不像摩西，两个眼目还很厉害，还很灵锐。
Because his eyesight were not like Moses, whose eyesight was not dimmed.
所以摩西这边说摩西的精神呢没有衰败。
And so this verse tells us that the spirit of Moses was still very strong.
我很羡慕这种的工人呢。
And I really admire this type of worker.
因为体力上每一个人都会衰退。
Because in our physical strength, everybody would diminish.
但是属灵的精神、属灵的能力还健在。
But the spiritual power, it was still there.
不但是还在圣经说外体虽然是毁坏，但是内心呢？一天心是一天。
And not only is the spiritual power still there, the Bible tells us that even though the outward man is perishing, but the inward man is being renewed daily.
所以很多工人呢，他们年纪虽然是老了。
And so there are many workers, even though they are getting older in age.
那只要他们眼睛还能够看得见。
As long as their eyesights are still bright.
有的那个年纪老的，你用那个放大镜那放大镜在看圣经啊。
Some people you see that they are getting older, but yet they're reading the Bible with magnifying glasses.
不但是戴眼镜以外，还用放大镜。
Not only do they wear their glasses, they also use the magnifying glass.
我的岳父他 眼睛已经不行了。
My father-in-law's eyesights are gone.
他必须用这个 iPad 把注意力放得很大。
He has to use the iPad and magnify the size of the font.
那事实上，那放到什么地位呢？放到什么地步呢？这个荧幕啊，剩下没有几个字，就是那个字体非常大，所以荧幕呢、啊、就容下不了几个字。
And he had to magnify the sizes of the font so big to the point where if you look at the screen, it only has a few words on it.
还是看不太清楚、啊。
And he still does not see very clearly.
还要加上放大镜。
He still has to use his magnifying glass.
在这种情况之下，他还是看圣经。
And under this kind of circumstance, he still reads the Bible.
所以只要还能够看到一点点，他们的心呢？永不衰退。
As long as he can still see a little bit, his spirit is always there.
他一直在吸取神的话语啊。
And he is continuously reading the words of God.
那就是眼睛也看不见的。
And even if he loses his eyesight,
那没关系啊，还可以在灵里祷告。
That is okay because we can all still pray in our spirit.
所以我们看以利沙呢，以利沙年纪老了。甚至已经快要死亡了。
And so we see that Elisha was becoming very old, even to the point that he would die.
但是他的能力还在。
But his power was still there.
他能力是双倍于以利亚的能力。
And his power was double the power of Elisha.
那真的，他所行的神迹啊，是超过以利亚不晓得几倍的，不止两倍。
The miracles that Elisha had performed was more than double of the ones that Elijah performed.
所以就是到年纪老迈，已经接近死亡。以色列王还说，以色列的战车马兵啊，就称呼以利沙说以色列的战车马兵。
And even though he was becoming so old to the point of dying, the king of Israel still calls him the chariots of Israel and their horsemen.
那以利沙就对约押士王说了。
And then Elisha said to King Joash.
看回来。列王记下十三章的十五节。
Let's turn back to 2 Kings chapter 13 verse 15.
那以利沙对他说啊，你取弓箭来，王就取着弓箭来，又对以色列王说，你用手拿弓，王就用手拿弓，以利沙就按手在王的手上。哦，那这段记载是非常奇妙的。
This passage is very miraculous.
啊，本来拿弓箭呢，要用什么拿？这个每一个人都知道用手拿。
He told him to just take a bow and some arrows. Everybody knows that you take it with your hands.
但是这位属灵的长者呢，用他的权柄，属灵的权柄啊，告诉约押士。
But then this spiritual leader Elisha told Joash.
啊，他说用手拿弓啊。
He said, take a bow and some arrows.
那不用手拿弓，用什么拿弓呢？
And if he doesn't.Use his hands. What else would he use?
所以可见，以利沙啊，他没有糊涂啊。
And so we can see that Elisha was very clear-minded.
他对于约押士的指示啊，非常的清楚。
And his direction that he gave to King Joash was very clear.
而且他用手的按在约押士的手上。
And he also put his own hand on the king's hands.
啊，这个是一种祝福啊。
And this is a kind of blessing.
啊，就是说。这个箭呢、啊，不是普通箭。
And so it tells us that these arrows are not just ordinary arrows.
啊，箭呢、啊，本来是普通的一支箭呢、啊。
These arrows were ordinary.
但是经过以利沙的祝福以后，这个箭就变成主的得胜箭。
But then after the blessing from Elisha, then these arrows have become the arrows of victory from the Lord.
所以以利沙说了就算数了。
Because as long as Elisha said something, it would count.
哦，他年纪虽然已经老了，已经接近死亡了。
Even though his age was becoming old, to the point of dying.
啊，但是叫属灵的眼睛。
But then he had his spiritual eyesight.
啊，能够看到，只要相信神的话。
And he was able to see that as long as you believe in God.
那跟亚人打仗这场的战争一定是会胜利的。
Then your battle with Syria would for sure win.
啊，仗还没有开打。
Before they even had this battle.
但是属灵眼睛已经看到胜利的果实。
Elisha was already able to see the result of the battle with his spiritual eyesight.
这个真正是一个属灵人呢。
And so this is a spiritual man.
这属灵人就是能够看到属灵的事物。
A spiritual man is able to see spiritual matters.
很多属灵的事情是用普通言语的很难表达的。
There are a lot of spiritual things that is very difficult to describe or express in our words.
是用心灵来领受。
But yet, we can understand and receive them with our heart.
所以我们在生活当中也是一样。
And so it is the same in our life.
当有些时候我们会碰到很多的困难呢。
Sometimes we encounter a lot of difficulties.
比如说我们现在要搬家，不知道怎么搬家。
For example, right now I have to move and I don't know how.
要搬来不知道搬去哪里。
And I'm moving here, but I don't know where to go.
所以好像很多的困难。
And so it seems that I have a lot of difficulties.
所以这个时候就是要用信心了。
And so it is at this time that I have to take up my faith.
所以我经常告诉我自己。
So I often tell myself this.
主必开路。
The Lord will open up a way.
虽然可能不会马上有答案。
And even though I may not immediately get my answer,
但是主必开路。
But the Lord will for sure open up a way.
最近有一位姐妹，她从上海到沙加边度，沙菲边度教会。
Recently, there is a sister who moved from Shanghai, China to Sacramento.
因为他的孩子要读美国的大学啊。
And it is because her child is to study here in the U.S. in college.
申请到 UC Davis.
And the child applied and was accepted by UC Davis.
所以他们就决定了在附近的买一间房子。
And so they decided to buy a house nearby.
那他们就暂时住在我的家。
And then so temporarily they were staying at my house.
那刚开始他的先生也跟陪他一起来，但是一个星期以后，他的先生先回去了。
And so her husband came with her for 1 week, but after the week passed, he went back first.
他先生本来是要跟他一起要找房子。
And her husband was supposed to look for a house with her.
但是就找不到。
But then they were unable to find any.
那因为他先生还没信主啊。
And because her husband is still not a believer.
所以回去以后，我就告诉他说，那我们现在要祷告。
And so after he had gone back, I told her we must pray.
因为这位姐妹也很软弱，就是说，这个不是那么像有的姐妹呢，非常的刚强。
Because this particular sister, she's quite weak. She's unlike some other sisters who are very strong.
所以只能够求神的怜悯。
And so we can only ask for God's mercy.
他们本来是看中一间房子。
They actually looked at this one house.
可是他们出的价钱比别人还低了10,000块。
But then the price that they offered was 10,000 lower than others.
结果好像是快要买不成。
And so it seemed as if they were unable to get the house.
这位姐妹啊，非常的沮丧。
And so this sister, she was very much discouraged.
她说，那我还要待多久啊？
And so she said to herself, how much longer do I have to stay?
因为她简直没有耐心，没有耐心再待下去。
Because she is running out of patience to stay.
她恨不得赶快回到她的先生的身旁。
And she rather hurry and be back together with her husband.
这个时候要运用信心呢。
And so it's at this time that we need faith.
假如是神要让你得到这间房子。
If it is God's will for you to have this house.
那他就有办法。
Then God will have a way.
好，那结果再过大概是5天以后。
So after 5 days passed.
对方的 agent 打电话说啊，因为那个想要买的人啊，他的房贷申请不下来呀。
The agent said to her that the other party who wanted to buy the house, the person was unable to get his loan.
所以他必须要放弃。
And then so they have to give up.
感谢主，他说买到这间房子。
And then so thank God she was able to buy that house.
所以在困难的时候。
So in our difficult times.
在无路可走的时候。
In places where we have no more options.
那时候就是接受主的祝福了。
And that is when we are receiving the blessing of God.
因为主已经说这是得胜的箭了。
Because God already said this is the arrow of victory.
以利沙的手已经按在约阿斯的手上了。
Elisha's hand was already on the hand of the king.
这是一种祝福啊。
And this is a type of blessing.
因为我们已经领受主耶稣的祝福了。
So we have already received the blessings of Jesus Christ.
这是一根得胜的箭。
This is an arrow of victory.
好，那我们再来继续来看13章。
Let us continue reading chapter 13.
13章 十五节。
Chapter 13, verse 15.
十七呀。
Verse 17.
说你开朝东的窗户，他就开了。以利沙说：“射箭吧。”他就射了。那以利沙说：“这是神的得胜箭，就是胜过亚兰人的箭，因为你必在亚弗攻打亚兰人，直到灭尽为止。”那这是一个应许，说要让他们能够得胜。
Verse 17 is a promise of victory, saying that they will be victorious in this battle.
那怎么能够得胜呢？
And how would they receive this victory?
啊，当然是要相信主的应许呀。
Of course, it is that they have to believe in the promise of God.
我刚刚说过，我们在世界上可能也会碰到很多各种不同的苦难。
Just now, I mentioned that in our life, we will encounter different types of difficulties.
那很多人就祷告啊，主啊，你要让我胜利的。
And so, a lot of us, we would pray to God, Lord, please give us victory.
其实啊，我们已经胜利了。
But in actuality, we are already victorious.
因为神已经给我们胜利了。
Because God has already given us the victory.
所以我们不需要再为了胜利而祷告啊。
So we no longer need to pray for victory.
这个已经是完成事了。
Because this has already been completed.
啊，请看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
十五章五十七节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57.
哥林多前书十五章五十七。
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 57。
好，因为这一段哈，用英文念的话比较清楚，所以请用英文念。
And in this particular verse, it will be very clear if we read it in English. Verse 57. But thanks be to God, who give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Give us the victory, 他给我们胜利。
Jesus Christ gave us the victory.
So, 已经给了。
He had already given us the victory.
So, 我们不需要再为了这个胜利的事情祷告啊。
And so, we no longer need to pray for victory.
我们所要祷告、所要关心的是怎么样去支取这个胜利。
What we need to pray for is how we can receive this victory.
因为主耶稣他已经胜过世界了。
Because the Lord Jesus had already overcome the world.
在主耶稣里面放心啊，放心啊。
And in our Lord Jesus, we need to take heart.
好像有的人在操心这个事情能不能办得好，说啊，放心吧，放心，不用操心了。
Just like sometimes we worry whether certain things will be able to be accomplished, but we don't need to worry. Take heart.
主耶稣这里讲说放心的，我们就真正可以放心了。
And so, if our Lord Jesus tells us that we can take heart, then we really can.
所以我们要怎么样跟这个世界在世界上，经过这种不同的挑战呢？
And so how do we go through these different challenges in our life?
好，请看约翰一书。
Let's read 1 John.
约翰一书第五章。
1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章第四节。
1 John chapter 5 verse 4.
第五章第四节。
Chapter 5 verse 4.
因为凡从神生的就胜过世界，使我们胜了世界的就是我们的信心。
For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith.
所以我们对我们来说怎么样得到这个胜利呢？
So to us, how do we receive this victory?
那就是因为我们的信心了。
It is because of our faith.
尤其我们今天的年轻人。
Especially the younger ones among us today.
年轻人时间还很长啊。
You have a long road ahead of you.
那会碰到很多各种不同的挑战啊，竞争呢。
And you will encounter many different types of challenges and competitions.
在人生当中，一定会碰上很多的挫折啊、困难啊、失败。
And in your life, it is for sure that we will encounter different types of failures or discouragement.
那上班的时候也是一样啊。
And it is the same when we're working.
不是每样事情都会很顺利啊。
Not everything will be smooth.
那个时候怎么办呢？
So what do we do then?
就想到神的应许啊。
We need to remember the promise of God.
神已经给我们胜利了。
Because God has already given us the victory.
所以现在问题就是说，求神赏赐给我们智慧，怎么样去取这个胜利啊。
And so the problem lies how we can ask God for this wisdom so we can obtain this victory.
因为主耶稣已经胜过死亡了。
Because Jesus had already overcome death.
圣经说，死亡是一个很难缠的敌人。
And the Bible tells us that death is a very difficult enemy.
是很难攻克。 很难胜过他的敌人。
And death is an enemy that is almost impossible to overcome.
所以全世界每一个人啊，都伏在他脚下，都对他拿他没办法了。
And that is why everyone in this world is under the power of death.
而且每一个人都必须要经过一死啊。
And everyone has to die.
这是逃不掉的。
And that is not something that one can escape.
所以再强的君王都没有办法胜过死亡。
Even though the most powerful king will not be able to escape death.
不想死的话也得死啊。
And even though you don't want to die, you will die one day.
但是我们主耶稣已经胜过死亡了。
But then our Lord Jesus has already overcome death.
所以一个人能够胜过死亡的人，当然他在他来说就没有什么难成的事情啊。
And so for someone who has already overcome death, then there is nothing that is impossible for this person.
所以我们所遭遇到的困难有什么事比死更艰难？
And so the out of all the difficulties that we have gone through, what is even more difficult than death?
死就是代表一种绝望。
Death represents complete utter discouragement.
所以因为人都怕死。
Because we are all afraid to die.
所以经常很负面，想的什么都很负面。
And so all our thoughts tend to be more negative.
甚至也碰到一点点的挫折。
And even when we have just a little bit of failure.
就说嗨呀嗨呀，惨了惨了，糟糕了，怎么办啊？死定了。
We might even say, oh no, what do we do? There is no hope.
是谁告诉我们说死定了？
And who tells us that there is no hope?
没有人啊。
No one.
是自己告诉自己。
It is ourselves.
主要是自己被自己打败啊。
And so we actually defeat ourselves.
但是就是死亡的话，主耶稣都可以战胜。
But even Jesus Christ is even able to overcome death.
所以在我们属灵的字典里头就找不到死亡这个字，找不到绝望这个字。
And so in our spiritual dictionary, we should not be able to find the word no hope and utter disappointment.
所以基督徒的人生观是很积极、很正面的。
And that is why the outlook on life for a Christian is very positive.
并不是因为我们的能力比别人强。
And that is not because we have more power than others.
并不是因为我们有能力来改变现状。
Or nor is it the fact that we have power to change our surroundings.
来让问题消失。
And to make our problems disappear.
而是我们对于神有信心。
But rather it lies in the fact that we have faith in God.
因为他已经赏赐给我们胜利的。
Because he has already given us the victory.
所以现在问题要怎么来支取胜利？
So now the problem is how do we receive this victory?
因为就像以弗所书的第一章第三节。
Because it is just like Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, it tells us.
神已经赏赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气了。
That God has already blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
所以这个是已经过去式的。
And so it's in past tense.
已经是完成的事情了。
It has been completed.
所以我们现在问题是怎么样来支取神所赏赐天上各样属灵的福气。
And so now our problem lies in how we can receive this spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
那根据以利沙对约押斯王所说的话。
And according to the words Elisha spoke to King Joash.
十三章列王记下十三章17节说，你开朝东的窗户。
2 Kings chapter 13 verse 17, he said, open the east window.
东方就是日出之地。
The east is where the sun rises.
日出之地就是太阳出来的地方。
And where the sun rises, that is where the sun comes out.
以前作诗的人经常用日出之地代表神的荣耀。
And so the psalmist in the Bible often used the place of sunrise as to represent the glory of God.
神的荣耀，神的能力，神本身要从那里出来。
And the glory of God, God himself and the power of God will come from there.
所以以利沙告诉约押斯王说，你要对准方向啊，方向对准啊。
And so Elisha tells the king, make sure that you're aiming in the right direction.
因为方向错了的话，那徒劳无功啊。
Because if you're going in the wrong direction, that all effort is in vain.
所以一个企业家要带领整个公司啊， 最困难的是在哪里？
So for a corporate leader, in order to lead the whole company, what is the most difficult part?
最困难就带领整个公司的方向。
The most difficult part is the leading the right direction for the whole company.
方向错的话，真的是徒劳无功，会失败的。
Because if the direction itself is wrong, then all the efforts will be in vain.
你说再快，也是没办法。
And even if you are faster than others, that is no use.
但是方向对的话
But if you are heading in the right direction,
就是速度慢一点，但是有一天也会达到目的地的。
Even if you are slower, but one day you will reach your destination.
好，请看以西结书。
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel.
43章。
Chapter 43.
43章的第一节。
Ezekiel chapter 43, verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
以后啊，他带我到一座门，就是朝东哈、啊，朝东的门。以色列神的荣光从东而来，他的声音如同多水的声音，地就因他的荣耀发光。啊，所以这里也是提到朝东的门。
Here it mentions a gate that faces toward the east.
So Ezekiel 用朝东的门来描写，因为这日出之地啊，来描写神的荣光。
And so Ezekiel used the east, which is the place where the sun rises, to represent the glory of God.
啊，所以我们当碰到困难的时候。
So when we encounter difficulties,
朝东啊，朝神的方向。
We need to face the east, face the direction of God.
让神的荣光能够射入我们的生命。
And we need to let the glory of God, the light of God, to shine in our lives.
那我们就觉得很温暖啊。
So that we will feel the warmth.
我们就不会觉得啊，这个世界很冷酷。
And we will not feel that this world is filled with cruelty.
我们就不会觉得啊，教会很冷酷。
And we will not feel that this church is very cold.
我们也不会觉得弟兄姐妹很冷酷。
And we will not feel that our brothers and sisters are very cruel.
怎么会冷呢？
Why do we feel cold?
神是热啊，神是光啊。
Because God is light and He is the heat.
他的荣光要射入到我们的内心。心坎底处
and His glorious light will shine to the deepest part in our heart.
我们就觉得很温暖。
And we will feel the warmth.
哇，教会真好啊！
And we will feel that the church is wonderful.
哪里会冷酷？
How would we feel cruelty?
弟兄姐妹哪里会冷酷？
And how do we feel that the brothers and sisters are cold?
那是因为我们还没有接受到神的荣光。
It is because we haven't received the glorious light God has shown us.
我们的方向错了。
And our direction is wrong.
我们没有看到神，只是看到人。
We haven't seen God. We are only seeing man.
那我们会得到医治。
And we will.
医治。
Oh, and we will be healed.
这个阳光，这个太阳光啊，好像冬天我们就拿棉被啊出去晒一晒，还是夏天拿着被子啊出去晒一晒，能够杀菌。
Just like how sometimes we will take out our comforter from our bed out in the sun, for it to disinfect.
那是最好的自然的杀菌。
And being in the sunlight is the most natural way to disinfect.
所以根据马拉基书那里说啊，那个神的日头，这个日头一晒的话，有医治的功能呢。
And so according to the book of Malachi, once the glorious light of God shines on us, it has the power of healing.
有些时候我们会觉得啊，受伤害。
Sometimes we feel very hurt.
啊，您这句话呢，伤了我的心。
Whatever you said have deeply hurt me.
受伤害的话很难医治的。
And once we are hurt, it is very hard to heal.
有的时候会产生恨。
And sometimes we have hate.
但是现在我们的方向对了以后。
But once we are heading in the right direction.
当时的荣光啊，透过东方这个窗户啊，照到我们内心。
And we're letting the light of God from the east shine into our hearts.
我们就不会再觉得受到伤害。
Then we will no longer feel the hurt.
受到伤害是自己想的。
The hurt that we feel is something that we have come up with ourselves.
现在神的荣光要照射到我们内心。
And it is okay that we feel this hurt because God's light will shine in our hearts.
要医治我们。
And it is there to heal us.
所以第一个必须要朝向神。
And so the first is that we must head into the direction of God.
那么第二个
Second,
以利沙说了，你要打地哦，哈，要打地五六次啊。
Elisha said to him, "Strike the ground." He should have struck it five or six times.
啊，当然，啊，他事先呢没有告诉约押说你要打地五六次。
Of course, Elisha did not tell the king that he must strike the ground five or six times.
那约押啊，只是。打地打了三次
，and so King Joash only hit the ground three times.
那打地不是说一支箭拿来就随便打一打，不是啊，他真的是射箭啊， 这个射只是射在地上，不能射外面啊，射外面有人经过的话就要被射死了。
And so striking the ground does not mean that he just takes the arrow and hit the ground, but rather like he's actually shooting the arrows onto the ground and he's not shooting it outside or else someone would die.
所以约阿斯他也是要开光的，开光的。
So Joash actually is opening up his bow to shoot the ground.
啊，大家假设要去山地啊，这个啊比较高山的地方啊，在台湾呢，去高山的地。
If you were ever in Taiwan and you visit the churches on the mountains,
啊，有的信徒墙壁上还挂着弓跟箭。
Some of the believers in their houses, they would hang a bow and arrow as decoration.
啊，这次我回台湾来说去访问啊，原住民的教会。
And so this time when I went back to Taiwan, I was visiting the churches on the mountainside.
啊，有个弟兄啊，他墙壁上有这个弓跟箭呢。
And there is a brother, on his wall, he had a bow and some arrows.
我拿来玩玩看。
And so I took it to play with it.
哇，那个不简单，要开光不简单呐。
And it is actually quite hard to open up the bow.
所以真的。要打三次啊，要射三次，其实也不简单。
And so it's actually not that easy to shoot and open up the bow to shoot the ground three times.
大叔认为说三次就够了了，
And so
一二三。
For Joash, he probably thought three times is enough. One, two, three.
但是神是看着内心的。
But then God looks at our hearts.
所以以利沙说啊，不够啊，要五六次啊。
And so Elisha said that is not enough. You should have done it five or six times.
那为什么不七次呢？
Why not seven?
不说七次的，还是八次的。
Why didn't he say seven or eight times?
那十次不是更好吗？
And isn't it better if he said ten?
因为以利沙他知道五六次对于约阿斯他说已经过了，已经他已经很尽力了。
And it is because Elisha knows that five or six times would be enough for King Joash that he had put his best effort.
所以表示啊，约阿斯王啊根本就是没有尽力。
And so it tells us that King Joash did not put in his whole effort.
那五六次就是表示一种决心啊！就虽然是我很累，但是我一定要打胜仗。哇，一直拉弓拉到精疲力竭，他说：“哎呀，伊丽莎，拜托了，没办法了。”哇，这样打，没办法了。那伊丽莎说：“好了，好了。”
And so five or six times, it would have shown that King Joash had actually put in more of his effort and that he could not do it any longer.
所以五六次就是表示一种决心。
So the number five or six times actually would have shown his determination.
只要是一个人没有决心的话，做不了什么事情呢。
If a person does not have a determination, then nothing will be accomplished.
一个国家元首只要是没有决心把国家治好的话，就没有办法治好国家。
And a leader of a country, if this leader does not have a determination to manage the country well, then he would not be able to do so.
啊，公司、家庭、教会都一样。
And it is the same, in our work, in our family, and in our church.
啊，比如说我现在讲道理。
For example, I'm speaking the sermon right now.
啊，随便准备。
And I just do it half-heartedly.
因为我没有决心说一定要准备的很做到啊。
I do not have the determination to just make sure that I prepare very well.
条理层次啊，让大家能够听得明白。
And that I organize my thoughts very well so that everybody will be able to understand.
那准备出来的道理就是那样子，就是不周全的样式。
And then if I have that kind of heart, then the sermon that I deliver will become just like that.
所以我们在服侍神的时候，其实别人也可以看出来说，是不是真的有决心要把事情做好。
And so when we're serving God, we can see whether we really have that determination to do our job well.
所以学生也可以把书读好，对不对？
As students, we can also study well.
只要下决心。
As long as we make that determination.
还没有去学校，就先把功课啊看一遍呢。
Even before we go to school, we review what we are supposed to study.
不明白的，到学校再问老师。
And then if we have questions, we will ask the teachers.
回来以后要做功课练习。
And after we come back, we do our homework to review.
那一定能够把书读好啊。
Then.If we do it this way, for sure we will study well.
在工作上班也是一样。
And it is the same in our work.
只要下定决心，就可以把事情做好。
As long as we make that determination, we can do our job well.
做教会的圣工也是一样。
And it is the same when we do holy work at church.
但是约押斯他只打三次，因为他不愿意再多付出一分努力啊。
But King Joash only did it three times because he is unwilling to make that extra effort.
有两个年轻人啊。
We have two young men.
啊，他们是修理脚踏车的。
They are people who fix bicycles.
老板请他们就是要修理脚踏车。
And they are employed by this boss who want them to fix bicycles.
所以只要把脚踏车修理好了就可以了。
And as long as they fix the bicycles, everything is good.
他就成了一个年轻人不一样。
But then, one of the young men is quite different.
他除了把脚踏车修理好以后呢
？Not only does he fix the bicycle.
还用油哈，那个油把脚踏车擦得亮晶晶啊。
He used the oil to wipe the bicycle to make it shine.
老板也没有要求他。
The boss did not ask him to do that.
客户也没有要求他。
And his clients or customer did not ask him to do that.
但是他就是愿意多付出一分的努力。
But then he is willing to put in that extra effort.
结果他碰上一个那。大老板的客户啊。
And then one day, he met a very prominent employer.
那个老板就请他去他们公司当经理啊。
And then, so this company boss hired him to be a manager in his company.
所以上班有些时候是一个态度的问题啊。
So when we are at our work, sometimes it's a problem with our attitude.
不是成果的问题，是态度。
It's not the problem of the results, it's our attitude.
因为这个人有决心啊，要把事情做好。
If we have the determination to do something well,
一样的，假如我们有决心把教会的事情做好。
Just like the young man, if we have this determination to do the work of God well,
那神也会看在心里头。
Then God will look at our hearts.
所以我们不能够像约押斯啊，三次就好了这种啊不严谨啊比较随便应付的态度。
And so we cannot be like Joash, where he just did it three times, minimum effort.
因为他不愿意付出啊，多付出。
Because he is unwilling to put in that extra effort.
我们经常说啊，天下没有不劳而获的这种道理啊。
Sometimes we will hear a saying that says there is no free lunches under heaven.
啊。那这个是神的应许，也是伊丽莎的应许，说这是神的得胜诫。
So, here it is God's promise as well as the promise of Elisha that this arrow is the arrow of victory.
啊，虽然神已经应许我们得胜。
Even though God has already promised us the victory.
但是人也要尽自己的本分。
But we as men, we must fulfill our duty.
我们请看约书亚记。
Let's turn to the book of Joshua.
约书亚记十三章的第一节。
Joshua chapter 13 verse 1。
十三章第一节。
Joshua chapter 13 verse 1。
约书亚年纪老迈，神对他说啊：“你年纪老迈的，还有许多未得之地。”
Now Joshua was old, advanced in years, and the Lord said to him, "You are old, advanced in years, and there remains very much land yet to be possessed."
那事实上，根据十二章哈，十二章的最后一节哈。
According to chapter 12, the last verse.
啊，十二章最后一节说，一个是得撒王，共计三十一个王，所以约书亚他已经攻克啊，已经打败三十一个王啊。
In the book of Joshua, chapter 12, the last verse, all the kings, 31, Joshua had already conquered 31 kings.
就是表示很多啊。
It actually tells us that there were quite many.
在那个时候，神告诉约书亚说，你还有很多未得之地。
But at this time, the Lord said to Joshua, there remains very much land yet to be possessed.
对我们来说啊。
For us,
我们现在也是还有很多的未得之地。
We still have very much land yet to be possessed.
也就是我们还有很多的进步的空间呢。
It means that we still have a lot of room for improvement.
啊，元年教会啊，热心服侍神啊。
In Garden Grove Church, we are fervently serving God.
啊，也很有爱心。
And we are loving.
啊，大家也很喜欢祷告。
And we also like to pray.
啊，很喜欢来研究圣经。
And we like to study the Bible.
啊，这个都很好。
All these are very good.
但是神说还有很多未得之地。
But then God says there remains very much land yet to be possessed.
也就是说还有很多进步的空间呢。
It tells us that there is still a lot of room for improvement.
整个国家，整个美国还有很多进步的空间。
And the whole country in the U.S. we still have a lot of room for improvement.
我们所经营的公司还有很多进步的空间。
And the company.That we manage, there is still a lot of room for improvement.
我们所服侍的教会还有很多进步的空间。
And the church that we serve, there is a lot of room for improvement.
我们的个人在个性上还是在爱人的事情上，还有很多进步的空间。
And in our individual lives, whether in our studies or in our loving attitude, we have a lot of room for improvement.
那年轻的学生呢，在学校功课也是一样。还有很多进步的空间。
And for our students, we have a lot of room for improvement in our school.
然后神应许他们要得到一个美地呀。
And God has promised His people to possess a beautiful land.
那是神的应许。
That is the promise of God.
但他们要去得。
And they need to possess it.
所以还有很多的未得之地。
And so that's why there remains very much land yet to be possessed.
所以每一个人啊，包括我在内，还有很多进步的空间。
And so every one of us, including myself, we all have a lot of room for improvement.
那既然是还有很多进步空间的话，神就要我们去做啊。
And since there is a remains a lot of room for improvement, God wants us to do it.
神也要我们多多的付出啊。
And God wants us to put in that extra effort.
啊，要付出才要收获。
Only when we put in that effort, then can we reap.
因为圣经说，不要只是做一个听道的人。
Because the Bible tells us, don't just be someone who listens to the word.
所听到的道理，我们还要去实行出来。
For the word that we have listened, we need to do them.
那做出来的话，就在所行的事上会得到福气。
And if we do the word, then we will receive blessing in the things we do.
那我们就很喜乐啊。
And we will receive joy.
有一回啊，我在太平洋教会的时候
Once I was in Pacifica Church.
早上我就出去走路了，散步。
And in the morning, I went outside for a walk.
回来呀，要经过马路。
And when I was on my way back, I had to cross the street.
那我走到马路中间。
And I was in the middle of the street.
有人呢，跟着按喇叭。
And then somebody honked at me.
我回头一看，我不认识他们了。
And I turned my head, I didn't know the person.
你的话坐的是个三个。这个白人的年轻人啊。
And in the car, there were three young Caucasian males.
三个很可怕。
And they looked a little fierce.
有三个有胆量啊，他们可能会做这些不好的事情。
Oh, because there were three of them, so there is strength in numbers. They might do something bad to me.
我在走路，还在走的时候，他们跟我按喇叭。
And as I was still walking, they honked at me.
这个来讲啊，他们是不礼貌啊。
And so they actually do not have any manners.
所以那时候我就要决定了。
And so at that time, I had to make a decision.
我要怎么对付他们？
How would I deal with these people?
那只能够按照圣经的方法了。
But I can only do it according to the Bible.
我回头就要先跟他们敬个礼。
And then so I turned around and I did this to them.
Salute.
Salute. I saluted them.
然后呢，再比较哦，你们很棒啊。
And then I did this. You are very great.
结果他们也跟我敬礼。
And then they also saluted me.
不是按喇叭了，先跟我敬个礼啊。
They stopped honking at me. They saluted me.
他们微笑。
And then they smile.
然后呢，他们也比较说哦，你也很棒啊。
And then they also did this. You are also very good.
所以那一天那个整天我都很高兴啊。
And then so.That whole day, I was very happy.
因为今天我做了一件对的事情啊。
Because I did something right that day.
所以快乐可以自己啊，这操控在自己的手中啊。
And then so we can actually try to have happiness.
因为神的应许在那里的。
Because God's promise is there.
而且假设去实行出来的话。
And if we just follow it and do it.
那我们就会得到喜乐跟平安。
We will receive joy and peace.
再来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
356首。
356。